Welcome, gorgeous souls. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. We are still in the topic of love and relationships, and communication is today's deeper topic. We've touched about that with the healthy boundaries last time, and that's so, communication is so important. I had a hard time sharing what I felt or asking for help or, communicating my boundaries. Communication can be a difficult topic for many introverts, empaths, and sensitive souls. Yes, welcome, Janet, to this episode.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, after boundaries last week, now on to communications this week. I struggled with boundaries, but I really struggled with communication. And you're absolutely right. I mean, we all need to be able to express ourselves. We need to express our needs. We need to express how we're feeling. And these are all really important because I know for me, when I shut down, I couldn't express any of these. I didn't feel comfortable sharing even my thoughts about things. And I mean, literally shut down. And it took a long time to be able to, and it's still definitely like the boundaries, a work in progress about being able to communicate my thoughts, my feelings, my desires. Not that's even with the outside of the relationship side of things. This is even just to the world in general. It's something I've really struggled with to heal the throat chakra, to be able to start to be able to feel safe that I can communicate. And I think it goes back to, I was just thinking about it, about where has this stemmed from. I think it does go back to childhood where we were often told to be quiet and, girls should be seen and not heard, and there was never that space to be heard or to express yourself. Or when I did, I was often say, "Oh, don't be so stupid." Then also, when I think about when I went through and was diagnosed with premature menopause, because it was such a big thing and an unheard of, I more or less was told nobody wants to hear that. So I couldn't even express something so traumatic that had happened, and to be able to work through it, I had to shut everything down. And as part of that process, I shut myself down to communicate anything that was my feelings, thoughts, desires on things, because it just was basically like nobody wants to hear, nobody wants to hear. And that was really hard. I mean, I think the world has changed a lot since then, that now people are probably talking too much, too open. But that's not a bad thing in that people can express their emotions, their feelings, and particularly if you struggle with mental health, you need to be able to communicate that, or to have a safe person that you can communicate that to. So communication is key, and it's key in our relationship with ourselves, it's key in our relationship with others. What do you think, Caroline?
Absolutely. And again, to communicate honestly, you first have to be honest with yourself. You have to find who you are. And then, of course, feel worthy of sharing. And I know I communication is so hard because I can feel others. I can sort of, maybe it's not so, but a bit telepathic, intuitively, I knew how they felt. And I always sort of took that for granted. I then felt, always felt others should know how I feel without me having to tell them. But then, dear viewers and listeners, the world is not like this. There are people, they don't feel us. This is a great gift. So you need to express yourself. You need to express your feelings. And you can do that in a really nice way, coming from your heart, speaking your truth, sharing in I feel kind of sentences instead of you make me feel. It's the
Yes, totally
way
on
of
that.
communication, and it's helpful, open-hearted, and you can always ask Archangel Gabriel to help you express yourself. So don't think others already should know, but express how you're feeling, or things like, oh, if you say this, this makes me sad or hurt. Because sometimes people need the feedback, they don't know. But it's also okay sometimes, especially if people are sort of full on and tell me and what it and then I learn to say, you know what? Give me a break. I first have to process that
Yes.
because we introverts, we process internally, and that's okay too, but
Yeah.
communicating that, not just closing down, but saying, I need some space and quiet to process. And that's okay. That's, again, healthy boundaries. You know how you first deal with that. And I think that's why many introverts don't want the phone, because you always have to immediately, write a text or email. You can think about it. You can sort of go over it again. You can process first. You don't have that immediate. But even on the phone, you can say, oh, let me think about that. And
That's
that's
important.
important, because when you feel pressure to yes or no at the moment, just say, let me think about that. Or if it is a no, go with the no. That's the important thing. And especially with salespeople, because they sense if you have a hard time saying no, or and then they
Oh,
sort of keep going and pushing
gosh,
you, and
yeah.
then till you say no, and then you've already they gain the customer and you spend money. So
Yes, I
that's
mean,
important.
yeah, exactly that. And I think somebody once told me when I was I actually worked in a communications type department once, and I remember somebody saying about communications, we had a little sort of workshop or whatever, and I thought this was really important, was they said that one of the most important things to be an effective communicator was you must listen. Exactly that. And I think so many of us, and I know I am a bit bad at it myself, is when somebody's talking to you and ex give them the respect to listen. Don't be sitting like some people do. Oh, yeah, I heard. Yeah. You're not listening. You need to give your that whole space to listening, because it's often, and I mean, certainly as a coach, I mean, you know this as well, that it's often what's not said is the important things. It's the, as a co, the space between the words or the other non-verbal communication, because communication is such a big topic, such a fascinating topic, actually. But if you're not fully engaged in listening, you miss so much. And I think that's, and certainly in a relationship, when you get to sit down and talk, because I have, my husband's not a talker. He's very close up. And at times we have to sort of make that space and say, we need to have a conversation. And I sometimes just get to, by this stage, I'm normally a bit, ah, and I have to remind myself that I need to step back to give him an opportunity to speak. And I need to be courteous enough to really listen. And when we work like that, when we, rather than just like come full on and hit in the middle, and there's never anything going to be resolved with that, you need to sit down and sort of have that space where you both have that opportunity to speak, to express yourselves. The other person has the respect to listen, and then you will work it out. But I see in so many relationships now, it's just like woof, and there's no space for that sort of just listening and actually talking at a point where you are listening and understanding and creating that right environment to, work things out, to find that space, to find that common ground. If it does involve compromise, you need to talk about it. You need to understand what's going on. And I think that, that was a key learning for me. He said, I need to listen. And it means listening, not just hearing, listening. It's two different things.
And also with no perception, sometimes we feel,
Judgment.
and I'll do that too. Oh, the other person is like this, so blah. I already feel like I know what they're saying, but pausing myself and just taking it in, like opening all the channels, the feeling, the intuition, the words, the ear, all these kind of things, and letting them share. And of course, it's so much easier with clients because then you're just here. Sometimes with friends, then you get sort of overexcited and you share. But sometimes, and that's, I think it's a quote, I don't know by whom, but we hear from our own perception, not what the other person is actually saying. And I think that's important. That's truly listening. And yeah, and even no, sometimes it's important to see it from a different perspective. And
Empathy.
sometimes they don't take partners or friends, they never see it our ways. They feel different. Or even with my children, when they shared something, what happened at school, I thought, oh, poor baby, that's so hard, blah, 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 blah. And then they said, it's okay, mom. And I thought, oh yeah, that's me. That's sort of my childhood trauma that's coming up. It's not, they perceived it differently, and not jumping to conclusions, but having that openness and trusting that, yeah, sometimes just asking the questions, sort of like, how did this make you feel? Or how do you see that? And can I get your perspective on things? Can help, first of all, a calm, open kind of communication. Because it's not just, yeah, especially in a partnership, it's not just, whoa, this is how I feel and this needs to change. But it's that give and take, and how did it feel for you? How do you see that? What do you feel we could change to make it work? And that's sort of then add together. That's important.
I think you're right. I mean, I was just thinking there about when we go through helping and mentoring and working with our clients, one thing I use all the time and know you do too is like a check-in. And I think sort of for any relationship, it also is important to make space to have that sort of check-in where you make the time and space to have that, conversation or communication. Because I see too many people are too busy in their lives, and particularly, parents and children and jobs and stuff means that there's very little time. However, it's often because then the communication becomes rushed, hurried, miscommunication happens a lot. Things are misunderstood or misconstrued or whatever. And it's really important just to sit down, maybe even just make it a monthly thing that we do a monthly family check-in. How's everybody? What's going on? And give you, if your children are of a certain age, involve them as well, because sometimes unless you make that space as a parent, you're not giving them the space to to express themselves as well. And maybe there's something going on in their life that they want to talk about, but they don't feel they can because you don't have the time. And I think it's an important thing for a healthy relationship is to have that space for communications.
And don't, sometimes with my teenager, it felt like pulling out the worms out of their nose, but just having that space and let them go at their own. And what helps also is, because I mean, my daughter once said, oh, you're always perfect. So I'm not perfect, but I never communicated when I didn't do things well or that I didn't feel so well, because I was always smiling, always trying my best, always being there for the kids. But have that a two-way, because then otherwise the kids might feel like they're failures, because you're just super mom, you're just super perfect, but no one's life is perfect, really. And I think that's also sometimes it starts by you being honest and saying, oh, I had a bad day at the office, or my boss is always complaining, or my coworker is never putting the
Helpful.
things in the right order, or whatever, you know. And that helps sort of, by being honest, you help others to be truly honest. And that safety, you know, that's the other thing with open communication. If someone shares something, first of all, it's confident, and B, it's not for you then to judge them. And that's sometimes it's easy to do. So, how could they be so stupid or whatever, you know? Or with a child, but you never do that again. But it's sort of just that safe space, that whatever is said there stays there. And we just take them for who they are, and we know everybody makes mistakes, and that's part of life, right?
Exactly. And that's something I've had to learn as well, is that when somebody comes to me and expresses a concern or something that they're worried about or whatever, not within the coaching environment, but personally, I have to really stop myself from jumping in, telling them what the solution is. Because often they're not asking me for a solution, they're asking me just to listen, so that they can communicate it. And maybe that's their process of communicating it, to understand that they will go away and find their right solution. And if they need help, they'll ask for it. And I have, that was a big learning for me, because I have this thing about, I want to fix the world. Oh, yeah, this is what you need to do. That was not what someone was asking me. They were just asking me, just listen.
Yeah, that's so hard, because as outsiders we see it more clearly, but they have to come to their own solution.
Yes. I
And
mean, you
sometimes it's just asking questions, you know, like, how would that person react to this? Or what
Yeah.
if that person is internally hurt and acting this way? Or, you know, little food
Yes,
for
little
thought
seeds.
thing.
Yes. But my role is not to jump in and go, yeah, I'm going to save the day. It's not my role to do that. And even if I might, from my perspective, maybe have some things that I think are a great solution, it may not suit that person. It may not be what they want. So I have a big learning on that, on communication, is sometimes I have to learn to zip it, which is a hard one for me. But again, it's part of my learning process, and something that then that I need to, evoke when somebody trusts me to share something, that equally I'm there to listen. And if they need or ask my advice, yes, that's fine, but not to just push it onto them if they're not interested. So yeah, it is, communication is definitely, can be a bit like boundaries, a bit of a tricky one. But with practice and with understanding yourself, and with regard, seeing things and that important, that listening, you start to, it will evolve, it will grow. If you start even with just one little thing of just saying, you know, I'm not happy about that. Can we have a chat about it? Because again, in a work environment, I was so bad at doing that. I would not want to say to somebody anything. And it was only when I got to the point where I was actually a manager and I had to. And I ended up, but I had to do it in such a way. And I, importantly for me, was I had to earn my team's respect. So I worked on that and I made myself a manager where they could come to me with problems and we would talk it through to find solutions. Because they just sometimes, because techie people, techie guys, they just sometimes needed someone to come and talk it through and have an external perspective. They would ask me, well, what do you think? And I go, well, from what you've said, have you considered this or you considered that? And they go, oh, no, I haven't. Because sometimes it could be a little bit linear. And we often then found solutions. And I thought it was really important to be, as a manager, that they could come to me and together we would find solutions. Because, you know, I just didn't want to shout at them, oh, you've got to do this, your job is you. That wasn't the work. That was not how, to me, a team works. We work together. We work on our strengths. You know, we have a project, we get things done, we do it together as a team. And I found that worked really, really well. And the communications, they could start to come to me and talk to me about things. And that even broadened to the point if you got to know someone that if they were having issues outside of work, you were made aware of it. So you could be more understanding, more compassionate about that as well. Because if they didn't talk to me, I didn't know. So then you couldn't support them. So it's communication is definitely, I mean, very much here we're talking about verbal communication, but you know, there's also the written communication. There's also how we say the words that we use, and that's a whole other the power of words. And it is such a big area, but one, just start off with one little small thing that helps you to start that process, that first step on the communication scale. I mean, like even doing these podcasts, I mean, right at the start, way back, I didn't want to be on, didn't want to be seen, didn't want to be heard, didn't want to. And now I love doing them with Caroline.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and we are speaking here. And of course, in a podcast, you need to speak because they don't get to see your face or expressions. So it's really, really important to share it also with words. And yeah, be honest to yourself. And if you have a hard time communicating with words verbally, try write it out, you know, just vent it out to get that sort of thought process going. Or even if you have a meeting or just a family gathering, maybe have a couple of bullet points so you don't forget about things, you can keep on track, and yeah, that you share what's important for you. And that's good. Express yourself, ask for help, and remember, you know, sometimes it's really important that we also share, oh, we're not having such a good day or something, because when we are all pretending
Hit me.
everything is just perfect, people have a harder time to also express how often, you know, did you say something like, oh, today is a bit of a poor day. And then someone says, hi, I don't feel so good either. And then you say, and then it's okay. You know, it's not like, oh, maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the pressure, maybe, you know, it's the moon, whatever is going on. Or, oh, I didn't sleep so well. Oh, you neither. Oh, okay. So it's something in the air. It's not me, you know, and that's also okay. I don't say you have to go always sharing about, oh, this and that, but it's okay not to be okay as well and express that or share that.
And can I just one more thought is that communication, I mean, often it's we're talking about here is about communicating when we're not happy about things, where things are challenging or difficult. And that can often be like seen as criticism. I think it's also equally important, and I know this from being a manager before, but also in any sort of relationship, is express where somebody has done something. Praise, where somebody has done something that you appreciate or they've done a good job, it is important to say, well done, congratulations. I really thought that was brilliant, because that is also equally important.
Yeah, even more important. Yeah.
Exactly, where you're expressing that, where you're saying you're actually telling the person, I see what you've done, and that I really think that's great. That is valuable. That is so valuable. And we, in a world where there's so much negativity, we need that, those little reminders of positivity. When you've done a good job, or somebody's done a good job, tell them. Even when I go shopping, if somebody I think, oh, they've done a good job, I will say to them, oh, thanks for that. This is really great. And it just sometimes makes their day because they're not hearing it from someone else.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important thing to communicate as well.
Yeah, positivity and gratitude as well. You know, thank you, Janet, for always being such a pleasure on this part and soul shows. It's really important because, yeah, we taking things for granted,
It.
and yeah, why not express gratitude verbally, you know? And also, I mean, I always tell my kids that I love them, and meaning it. It's not just like goodbye, love you or something, but truly. And I think that's also good. Or yeah, sometimes, like, especially if you're going through a rough patch in a relationship or working relationship, any kind of relationships, and finding five things you truly appreciate or five good things, and then focusing on that, you
Yeah.
know, can also sort of shift your mind a little, because we sometimes focus on the one little thing that is annoying. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I hope that our listeners and viewers will communicate with us to let us know what they thought of this episode, because we love to hear from you and, you know, talk to us. Email us, text us, comment. It's just we love to hear from you as well.
Sending you so much love and thank you. And communication is a journey as well. Start with little steps, with little things, and you will master communication and get stronger and feel better about that as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love and light blessings, everyone.